Some observers taking that as a sign the justices could rule on Donald Trump's eligibility to be on Colorado's primary ballot. That state's primary is Tuesday.
The expectation is that the high court will issue its opinion in the Colorado case that found Trump was barred from the ballot as an insurrectionist. The timing makes sense because as a huge number of citizens go to the polls the next day to vote in several Super Tuesday primaries, the Supreme Court likely wants the electorate to be aware of its decision.
ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. Nikki Haley won her first primary, taking the Republican contest in Washington, D.C. With high sarcasm, Donald Trump congratulated Haley on being named Queen of the Swamp. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer announced agreement amongst Senate and House top leadership on six spending bills that need to be passed by Friday to keep the government running. This is ABC News. The district attorney in Philadelphia is investigating after video of an arrest turned violent involving a high-ranking city official and her husband.
A Pennsylvania state trooper trying to handcuff a man on the side of the road as a woman films.
I work for the mayor!
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker saying that the woman is one of her top officials, Selena Morrison. Police say they pulled Morrison's vehicle over after observing multiple violations. A man identified as her husband, Darius McLean, then pulling up behind them. State police saying the husband refused multiple orders before the trooper moved to handcuff him.
ABC's Rena Roy. A New York City jury awarded Aurora Beauchamp $72 million in her lawsuit against the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. She was crossing a Manhattan street in 2017 when she was hit by a transit bus and dragged 20 feet. The MTA says it will appeal the judgment. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed a major portion of over $2 billion in tax cuts from Republicans on Friday. The vetoed bills would have given tax breaks to people earning up to $150,000 a year, exempted some of retirees' income, and expanded tax credits for married tax filers. Evers said that the bills would have threatened the state's long-term fiscal health had they become law. Republicans blasted Evers for the veto, saying the tax cuts would have helped middle-class families and seniors. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24/7 tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of the year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of a shower. Breezy, lows around 37. Showers and storms possible for your Monday, a high near 57. For Monday night, showers and storms and a low near 33. We clear things out mostly for Tuesday, a high near 55. Wednesday, sunshine and 55. Right now, 40 degrees.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and formerly Twitter. We have a very busy show today. Dan Schaefer will be here at 10:33 so we can recombobulate with the recombobulation area. At 11:06, Brendan Conway from We Energies will be on the show to talk about a recent snafu involving a power line versus balloon.
Oops.
Yeah, oops is right. So that'll be kind of a segment we'll call Let's Not Do This.
I like that.
Yeah, Let's Not Do This, coming up at 11:06. But we're going to start things off with a new ad.
A new ad?
A new ad that just hit yesterday. Of course, Eric Hovde is running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. And there have been, some people say, many people are saying, that he's actually from California.
You mean California bank owner, Wisconsin land owner, Eric Hovde?
That guy.
Oh.
So he debuted this ad yesterday, essentially in Lake Mendota, outside of a home that he apparently owns. And he's in the ice.
He
chips off the ice so he can go stand in the lake, apparently to prove his Wisconsin bona fides, because I know my family, we do this every weekend. We chip off ice and go stand in lakes. That's just kind of, it's a thing.
My grandfather said we had to do it twice a week to retain our Wisconsin card, or they would take it away.
Exactly. So, Calvin, I believe we have a portion of this advertisement that debuted yesterday. Let's take a listen.
About a half-inch layer of ice on the lake. It was hard to break through.
Half inch.
But it's good to get out of here for a good cold plunge.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So the Dems and Senator Baldwin keep saying I'm not from Wisconsin.
You're not.
Which is a complete joke. All right, Senator Baldwin, why don't you get out here in this frozen lake and let's really see who's from Wisconsin. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care.
I would love to have been in the meeting with his campaign and who pitched this. It's like, we have to prove that you're really a Wisconsinite, Eric. What can we do? What will everyone in Wisconsin relate to? Let's have you in a lake at the end of February, because that, more than anything, proves that you're one of us. It's priceless.
He just, okay, there's a couple of things here. And there is an article that came out in the Wisconsin Examiner that you showed me by Ruth Conniff. And I really think that, and I'll put this in the show notes, it really states Eric Hovde overall. This is a man first of all, it's the greatest example of privilege ever, because this is a man who does not really want to run for Senate. If he really wanted to run for Senate, he would have announced a while ago. He took his time. And I think in that time, it was much like when Tom Barrett was being told by all of the Democratic elite, you have to run against Scott Walker, when Tom Barrett
didn't
want to do it. This is a guy who's trying so hard to seem magnanimous and to seem fun, and he just fumbles every single time.
I would imagine there will be some people who will think, well, that's pretty cool. Some. Not most.
But what? Then answer me this question, people who think this is cool. Why? Why is it cool? Tell me why it's cool, besides the wonderful pun, apart from you just loving the party and you hate Tammy Baldwin. Because this is not, I don't know if you could hear the sarcasm in my voice. This is not something we do. You might do it on January 1.
Yeah, it's called the polar bear plunge.
Yeah. And most people look like they're in misery when they're doing it. But we don't do that. What else is he going to do?
Maybe it's a Hovde family tradition to go stand in lakes.
Stand in a lake that's adjacent to a piece of property that he knows he owns, but he probably doesn't know where the bathroom is.
Wisconsin Democratic Party spokesperson Eric Wolk doubled down after this ad dropped. Quote, if California bank owner Eric Hovde thinks sitting in a lake is going to stop us from telling Wisconsinites about his California bank, his California mega mansion, and California ties, he's going to be swimming a whole lot for the next 8 months.
Yeah. I mean, please read this Examiner article when I'll post it after the show. I mean, it really lays out just one, and not gaffes. Like, he's not misspeaking. He's just not good. He's not excited. As it says in the article, it sounds like he's running for president more than he's running for the Senate. And his family, everyone, he keeps on having to convince people that he's from Wisconsin. He bleeds Wisconsin Badgers. Well, that's fine. I know people in Montana who love the Badgers.
Absolutely.
That's great. I love that you love the Badgers.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean you know what's right for us, period. Especially with your policies, which we barely know anything. We know he's fully a national abortion.
Yep. A bit banned.
I'm sorry, national abortion ban. And we also know he hates high taxes.
That's pretty much it.
He really doesn't say much. This is his second ad, and he's really done nothing to tell me why he's going to be good for Wisconsin.
Or what he's going to do. What's your platform? What are your programs? What are you going to institute that's going to help people in Wisconsin? And you're right, he really hasn't laid anything out yet. 844-967-2789. Eileen is on the line. Oh, sorry about that. Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
You can call me anything you want, Dan. Just don't call me late to dinner. Okay?
Are you going to go stand in Green Bay today to prove your Wisconsin bona fides?
Let me tell you. Eric Hovde can stand in the lake all he wants. What he won't give us is abortion, women's care. He won't give us any sort of meaningful explanation on anything meaningful he's going to do if he gets in there. But he can stand in the lake for you. So if you want someone to stand in the frozen lake for you in office, you can vote to Eric Hovde, and I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Also, with Greg Bach's Kringle comment, you know, go take a Kringle and go back to California.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had Uncle Mike's Kringle before?
No.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so Uncle Mike's Kringle is known to Green Bay area, and the Kringle has actually won awards. And it's shipped all over the United States.
Okay.
I'm going to find a way to get you some of that Kringle.
Because
that is the best Kringle that I've ever had.
Well, that sounds great. We're never going to turn down free Kringle.
Greatest job I've ever had.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We're talking about the new ad that Eric Hovde just dropped yesterday, proving his Wisconsin bona fides by standing in Lake Mendota at the end of February. Is this a thing your family does? Maybe my Wisconsin family, we missed out.
Yeah.
It just was not
tradition.
Are there
other things that you do? What do you do? Like,
what are true Wisconsin things?
Is your pillow stuffed with cheese curds?
Fred from Cottage Grove on the line. Good morning, Fred. Thank you so much for listening. What is you want to say?
Good morning. There's an old saying that show me an ice fisherman, and I'll show you somebody's got a bad marriage.
Oh.
Trying to get away from the wife by going out on the ice?
Why else would you go out there?
Yeah.
Why would you voluntarily do this unless things were so miserable?
Yeah.
So are you a frozen lake stander yourself, Fred?
No, I gave that up years ago. Actually,
there comes a point.
The thing is, the lakes around Madison, there's that pollution and stuff, and they're recommending you only have one fish meal a day for males and kids and stuff. They're not supposed to have them.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for listening, Fred. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-PARTY. Dave from Waukesha texting in. Hovde in the lake in February is what people in California think people from Wisconsin do. You're absolutely right, Dave. You are absolutely right. And that's why I said someone in his campaign, when they're trying to come up with ideas to prove his Wisconsin bona fide, said, oh, you got to go stand in a lake.
Is this going to be a
cold
series?
It'll be great. It'll really impress people.
Will this be a series of commercials of him doing, quote,
Wisconsin
unquote,
things?
Wisconsin things. These are some of my Wisconsin things. Standing in lakes and eating cheese curds.
Could be.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, I mean, I will give them credit because we're talking about it.
True, but I mean, yeah, absolutely. But it's hilarious. Wes from Middleton listening to WRCE said his bank is called SunWest for crying out loud. This guy is a clown. Ronald McDonald has restaurants throughout the state. Why doesn't he run for Senate? I mean, that's it. I mean, like, I'm going to refer to it again. This article in the Examiner really just lays out how his campaign is not starting off well. He's not an excited candidate. And when I said before about privilege, the thing is like, one, let's not forget, this is his second time trying to run for Senate.
Yes.
And he got crushed in the primary by the Lord of Wisconsin Republicans, Tommy Thompson. So he went back to California and he was done. Well, I don't know who
recruited him.
But the thing is if he loses, he gets to pick up his stuff. He still has a house and a house and a house and a money and a business. And he gets to just live his life. Eh, I gave it a shot.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was something to do. I'm bored.
It was a lark.
I'm bored. I'm going to murder the mustache now, I think. I'm done.
Well, I just find it amazing to have that much hubris for the first office that you're going to run for is the United States Senate. Well, you'd think you'd start a little lower and get a little experience.
Yeah, try like local state Senate. I mean,
that would be a
you could easily buy that seat.
844-967-2789. If you want to join the conversation, texter listening on WXCO. How pathetic is Hovde? He's trying way too hard on this one. Seriously, what type of dope is impressed by this guy? And if you have to show how Wisconsin you are, you ain't.
Darn right.
Tammy is going to cook this guy by double digits from Jake in Madison. We're going to keep this going. I think, Greg Bach, we have another ad from a super PAC I've never heard of.
Well, It's a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal. We're going to play that on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE. Matt Nair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app. It is free, and you can listen to all the shows, all the stations, all across the state. It's wonderful. And if you ever want to get in touch with us, we have an easier email now since no one can spell my last name. It's Jane Says, J-A-N-E Says, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you want to suggest a guest or suggest a topic or complain, then send it to
Calvin. Yeah, exactly. Calvin Says. Yeah,
Calvin Says.
We can also get your comments on the live stream, like from Andrew Loeffler. He says, Greg, what kind of Kringle do we send him away with? Now, we're talking
about Eric Hovde.
About Eric Hovde, who is running for Senate and thinks he's from Wisconsin. I think he's drank something in the water in Lake Mendota. Andrew suggests raspberry or a pecan, or maybe if he has a nut allergy, something else. I'm thinking if they make a Kringle, a crow.
I don't know that that's a flavor.
I mean, I'm hoping it is. It seems like a good flavor.
Or raspberry works. Raspberry works. Raspberry, yeah. Crow. We could do that too. So we're talking about a new ad that Eric Hovde dropped yesterday, in which he is standing in Lake Mendota, apparently to prove how much of a Wisconsin guy he is. And if you have suggestions for other things that Hovde should do to prove his bona fides, I don't know, 10 shots of Jägermeister. Right? That's kind of Wisconsin. At least 5 shots of Jäger.
I would say no suggestions that would cause him irreparable pain or harm.
Well, no, I don't want him to get hurt.
Oh, I know.
Of course not.
But let's see here. I think cheese curd eating contest against himself.
I like that.
Yep.
Maybe a cream puff. Involve a cream puff somehow.
Absolutely.
At least we should probably see how he eats a cream puff.
He should cow tip.
Cow tipping.
Yeah.
That might be good.
Let's see how well that goes over.
844-967-2789. If you have suggestions on other very Wisconsin things beyond just standing in a frozen lake, Eric Hovde can do in order to prove he is truly a cheesehead. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning, folks. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I came from Milwaukee. And being the Southsider, Kashub Island, all that good stuff. I think Mr. Hovde should probably bite the head off the first alewife he catches and slam a cold 45 all the way down one shot and crush the can on his forehead. I'm thinking that's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, the vision of him smashing a can against his forehead and just, you know, accordioning it, would be a thing of beauty.
A half an inch of ice was tough for him. I don't know how an empty can of beer will do.
Charles from Green Bay on the line. Good morning, Charles. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are great. What did you want to say?
Hey, you know that on your last caller, I want the can to be full.
He should smash a full can of beer against his forehead?
Right. You can't do that. It's virtually impossible if you do it right. Okay, but the thing is, I want two questions. One is, or not two questions, one thing that he should do would be a bratwurst eating contest.
I like it.
Yep.
A jalapeno bratwurst eating contest. And the second one is, don't you really have to be a resident of Wisconsin, living in Wisconsin for a certain amount of time before you can run for public office?
He does have established residency here. He does have a home here. It's established. He actually voted absentee in the 2023 judicial race of last year, which I'm not a fan of that happening, but he does legally have residency here in the state.
I feel that sigh, Charles. I feel that sigh all the way from here.
Plus, you also, to establish residency, it's usually living in a place for about 2 weeks, as long as
it doesn't take long.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Charles. Really appreciate you listening. I mentioned right before we went to the break that I got an ad in my email this morning. I haven't had a chance to preview it yet, This may not be the best idea to just air it, but it's from a super PAC I've never heard of before. So I don't know, Kevin, if you're ready, let's cross our fingers and run this ad.
What has Senator Tammy Baldwin done to Wisconsin? Let's take a look at her record. Last year, Senator Baldwin helped lower the cost of insulin for Wisconsin seniors. Shocking? Oh, yes. A $35 cap on out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens on Medicare? And there's more. Tammy Baldwin brought home $200 million to fight for clean drinking water for everyone and is helping build actual bridges in Wisconsin by securing over $3 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Is this what the people of Wisconsin want? A radical socialist, communist, Marxist, liberal, feminist in a caravan? A lawmaker doing actual work on your behalf?
My God.
We know better. So vote for the California guy running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. She needs to stop getting things done for Wisconsin.
Yeah, knock it off.
You guys, this is actual good stuff. Did you? Whatever.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Yeah, that guy just showed up in my email this morning. I was surprised. That's a pretty hard-hitting ad
That's scandalous.
Boy. Wow.
Scandalous. I want to know who sent this. I'm going to go all the way to the top, and we're going to find ourselves. I'm going to find Eric Hovde in a lake. He's going to be like, I sent it.
I was the one. Well, just kind of pointing out all the damage that she's done to Wisconsin, I think it's important people, you know, realize that and recognize that. And because we are the only, I believe, program across civic media that received this ad, we may have to run it a couple more times.
I think we're the only network in the state. We're the only people. The three of us receive this ad, and frankly, if I get a call from someone
who gave you that ad,
I'm gonna be like, oh my gosh, this is like the Pelican Brief. Well, it's a very old reference, by the way.
We know where it came from. It's the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. So, it's just I think that sounds legit to me.
Sounds very legit. It sounds completely legit. That voice is a legitimate voice.
Without a doubt.
Exactly.
All right. 844-967-2789 if you have any more suggestions on how Eric Hovde can prove he's really from Wisconsin. I think the lead right now is smashing a beer can against his forehead. I think that's
empty or full.
Yes, that too.
Yes.
All right. The silliness will end.
Why?
Or maybe not. Dan Schaefer is going to be joining us in just a little bit. We're going to recombobulate and talk about all things Wisconsin. News is on the way next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Warm weather across the country bringing an elevated risk of wildfires.
In the nation's heartland, 14 million people across at least a dozen states from New Mexico to Minnesota under red flag warnings. Wind gusts between 30 and 60 miles per hour and humidity as low as 7% could help fuel wildfires. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which started in Texas, has moved across the state line into Oklahoma. More than a million acres have already been burned.
ABC's Allison Kosick. That fire just 15% contained. Before Friday's deadline, says Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, he'll put up for a vote a package of funding for six government agencies. It's aimed at staving off a government shutdown and keeping the bureaucracy going. More than 30 tons of frozen steamed chicken soup dumplings sold to Trader Joe's are being recalled. The Agriculture Department says they may be contaminated with bits of hard plastic. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wickihout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's congressional maps will stay as they are for this November's election. The state Supreme Court declined to reconsider the congressional boundaries Friday. Liberal law firm Elias Law Group filed the challenge with the court after they ruled Wisconsin's legislative maps unconstitutional last year. The court's newest liberal judge, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, did not vote either way in the decision, saying she was not on the court when the underlying case was decided. Vice President Kamala Harris will talk about the economy and apprenticeships when she visits Wisconsin next week. Her visit to Madison will be her second trip to Wisconsin this year and the sixth time since taking office. Observers expect Wisconsin will be one of just a few states to tip November's presidential election. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of a shower. Breezy, lows around 37. Showers and storms possible for your Monday, a high near 57. For Monday night, showers and storms and a low near 33. We clear things out mostly for Tuesday, a high near 55. Wednesday, sunshine and 55.
Right now, 35.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. Just a reminder, basketball tonight, the Bucks at the Bulls. Late game, 8:30, but if you want to catch it, you can listen on WLAK, Lake Air in Amory, 1260 AM, or on WRJN in Racine, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, in Kenosha, Greg Box Home, 98.1 FM. As we are every Friday at this time, joined by the one and only Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Good morning, Dan. Before we move on to a couple of things, we wanted to finish up some texts that we were getting. I'm sure you saw the new ad that the Eric Hovde campaign dropped yesterday.
Sure did. Yeah. Sure did.
Where he's standing in Lake Mendota to prove what a Wisconsinite he is, because as we all know, this is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin where we go stand in lakes at the end of February.
I think we forgot to mention that he challenges Tammy Baldwin.
Yes, he threw the frozen lake gauntlet.
Yeah.
At Senator Baldwin to prove that she is as much of a Wisconsinite as he is.
Yeah. We all hate a corporate icebreaker, don't we?
We were talking about in one of
there
our...
There goes Greg. We lost him already.
You just pained him. in one of our promos, when we were talking about Eric Hovde a little bit earlier, Greg had mentioned that we should just give him a Kringle and make him go away. So there are questions on what kind of Kringle should it be. And I think raspberry is a good one. I think raspberry works.
I said crow.
Texture. Dave from Waukesha says, I feel like as a Californian, Eric Hovde probably wants a tofu or avocado Kringle. You might be right. Eric from Wauwatosa, Mr. Hovde should spend a few days harvesting cranberries or milking cows, although I'm pretty certain that... cows will be featured in the next couple of ads. He's got to work a cow in an old fashioned in there somewhere, right?
He seems pretty busy picking out all those fancy shirts he's wearing in these ads.
Wade listening on WFHR. He thinks Eric Hovde should stand neck deep in the middle of a frigid cranberry bog at harvest time.
I'm all about that one.
I love that.
I'm loving that cranberry bog life.
You bet. Any other suggestions, please text or call 844-967-2789.
And Sherry, Greg, why aren't you answering Q&A on Facebook? Because I'm doing a radio show right now.
It's busy.
Yeah.
It's busy. There's lots going on. All right. Dan Schaefer, Recombobulating. You had an article about Bob Spindell.
Sure did. Yeah, we published a piece this week at the Recombobulation Area, a guest column from Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and Christine Newman-Ortiz from Voces de la Frontera. And it kind of got lost in the shuffle last week, but they and a number of other groups in Milwaukee held a rally calling on Bob Spindell to resign from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You know, this just so happens that rally happened on the same day the maps were signed. So perhaps our attention was directed elsewhere.
A little diverted there.
But really an important issue for so many in Wisconsin. Bob Spindell was one of those fake electors who tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And then after that, Senate Republicans and their leader, Devin Lemieux, reappointed him to serve on the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Which is amazing.
Which is amazing. And Spindell has been doing himself no favors to endear himself to communities that he tried to disenfranchise with those actions. He said last year he was bragging in an email about voter suppression and about turnout being down in Black and brown communities in Milwaukee during the 2022 midterms. And then when questioned on that by Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign at a recent public hearing, Spindell said something along the lines of saying that no one's done more for the Black community than him.
That's quite a bold statement.
It really is. And I think, this column is very much in response to those comments from Spindell. The column is titled "Spindell is no white savior to Milwaukee." And so I encourage everybody to check that one out. It's a really important issue. We have time to address this, to get a new member on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But unfortunately, these many calls for Spindell to be removed or resign has seemed to fallen on deaf ears. And I think it's very frustrating for Spindell to be on the Wisconsin Elections Commission going into this election cycle this year.
But Dan, there's really no recourse there. I mean, there is no action that I can tell that anyone can take to get him off there. Right.
Right. So, you know, it's been kind of ironic to see Republicans be so upset with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, considering this is a entity that they created to replace the former government accountability board. And they kind of arranged it so that certain groups would have certain appointments. It's three Democrats and three Republicans on the Wisconsin have appointments on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But there's really no way to remove somebody except for the individual the entity who appointed them. So in this case, Bob Spindell was appointed by Devin Lemieux and Senate Republicans. They have repeatedly said they will not remove him from the Elections Commission. And then here we are having this clearly problematic individual saying all these super insulting things and there being no consequences. It's a frustrating dynamic.
What were some of the reactions that you've heard from people after he made that claim that no one has done more for people of color than he has?
Yeah, I think that was a big reason that prompted, that rally, and that rally that was held at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. You know, Angela Lang from Block really, pointed out that, these are comments being made during Black History Month. These are comments that are very incendiary and just obviously problematic. Some of the groups who attended that rally include the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Block, Voces de la Frontera, Souls to the Polls, Power to the Polls, a number of other voting rights nonprofit organizations. And so it's one of those things where there's so many people who are directly affected by this and calling for change. And I think those calls will continue throughout the year as well, as there will be news about these fake electors. It will come back into the news cycle whenever there is action on this. And then, I think the local angle on this will be the fact that Spindell continues to sit on this election body, even though he has proven time and time again that he is not fit to serve there.
Well, and as we've said many times, you can call Devin Lemieux, especially if he represents you. You should call him and let him know what you think about this. Myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is type your address in there, and it's going to bring up all of your elected officials with all of their phone numbers, their office phone numbers. And we've talked to Todd Alba. We've talked to a number of other people who have worked in government, and they get enough phone calls, and they may not change their minds, but it certainly slices through a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, just looking ahead at the election landscape for the state legislature this year, too, it may be Devin Lemieux who made this appointment individually. But I think this is something that all Senate and legislative Republicans should have to answer for. Do they want this guy on the Wisconsin Elections Commission? This is, their leader making this choice. Is this something that they approve of? And I think that's something that, we saw in 2022, I think people underestimated how important it was to voters that these election deniers and things like that and January 6th apologists were on the ballot. A number of them lost bigger than many expected. And I think this is an issue that's not going away. This is going to be our first post January 6th presidential election. We don't want Wisconsin again hurtling into chaos come November 5th. So I think this is going to be an issue in a number of ways over the next few months.
Well, I think many of us don't want Wisconsin hurtling towards chaos. I think there are some who may be pro hurtling. I'm just saying.
And they might be sitting in a lake, right?
Yes.
I was going to say,
they might be in a lake. Exactly. Yeah. Dan Schaefer is our guest from the Recombobulation area, as he is every Friday at this time. As Greg and I were getting ready for the show this morning, Did a former governor of Wisconsin call you stupid?
Yeah. He did.
Really?
Former governor of Wisconsin called me stupid on Twitter. A banner moment for us at the recombobulation.
You must be so proud.
I am so proud. You know, that brought so many new readers to the recombobulation area. So many new followers to my Twitter feed. I have thank you to the governor for making his asinine comments and bringing hundreds of new subscribers to the recombobulation area.
How did this all go down, Dan?
Yeah, so I wrote a column last week about the new about the new maps and was saying that tweeted about how voters made this happen and after it was a piece that I wrote about how it wasn't just the one election that made this happen. It was flipping three state Supreme Court seats and ousting Scott Walker and flipping that and how, the 50-50 state that we are was not reflected by the extreme gerrymander. And he jumps in and says, oh, you're all so stupid. Yeah, all of those Democrat votes are just packed into Madison and Milwaukee. And that's why statewide elections are what they are, which just proves Walker's deep misunderstanding of the issue. He lost in so many of those mid-sized cities across the state in 2018. I think there was an article that I linked to that showed that was a real driver of why he lost. All those places that are, kind of in between 30,000 and 60,000 people, Walker did especially poorly with. So maybe if you recognized that there are some swing voters in some of those areas, you might still be governor. But thankfully, that is not the case.
Well, as you pointed out and has been pointed out before, he also has a fundamental inability to know what a map does, which is show, yes, a large swath of red, but most of that is just empty land, which cannot cast a ballot. It cannot vote for Scott Walker.
Land doesn't vote.
Land doesn't vote.
Yep.
Yard signs don't vote. People vote. And they voted you out, Mr. Voice of the Youth.
Well, and what I just love, what I love so much, Dan, is that I'm sure he thought he really gotcha on that.
Yeah.
You know,
he high-fived someone who's like,
I really showed him. And then now you have all these new subscribers, which is great.
Yeah. And after I tweeted back at him, I started getting picked up nationally too. And it was just like the whole, all of Twitter was ratioing Scott Walker after he tried to dunk on me, which made for a pretty wild day.
Yeah. I bet it was a lot of fun. Well, Scott Walker's got time on his hands. He should start consulting with the Hovde campaign on other great ad ideas to prove how Wisconsin they are.
I mean, that was Scott Walker's whole thing. I take a brown bag lunch to work. I go to the Packer games. I talk to people who I would never consort with otherwise than this commercial.
Scott Walker on the Harley. Scott Walker on that. Yep. Just going through the motions.
Yeah. Harley. Harley's the next thing.
You know that he's going to sit on a Honda and they're not going to realize it, right?
The right people will recognize what he's sitting on, yes. We are going to continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer, so stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
On air, so very happy to have you join us. If you're listening in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR or wherever you are listening across the state, across the country, around the world, you're always welcome to join us. Give us a call, shoot us a text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Dan Schaefer is our guest. We're recombobulating as we do every Friday at this time. We were talking about a little attention that you got, Dan, last week when Scott Walker, the former governor, insulted you and called you stupid about your article on the new maps. And Dave from Waukesha checking in. Rick Essenberg from Will went on to insult Dan by referencing him as a local blogger. He and Scott are so petty and apparently incredulous about Dan's success.
Not just any local blogger. That's the Milwaukee Press Club award-winning best blog.
That blogger.
Yeah.
The so everyone out there. The Recon Bloggy Blash. Nah, I messed it up. Never mind. I tried.
That's all right. Subscribe to my stupid blog, everybody.
It's a deal. It really is a deal. And he is an award winner multiple times. So check out the Recombobulation area. It's absolutely worth it. Yep. Especially this year with all of these races. So while we're talking about races and we're talking about the new maps, Dan, there's some Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel now are going to be grouped in the same district. So Knodel has said he's going to look at potentially running somewhere else, right?
Yeah. So Knodel currently represents the 8th Senate district, which he won in a special election last year after Alberta Darling retired.
Right.
And so, you know, and I think with these new lines, Dewey Strobel, who is from Saukville, was drawn in before his district stretched all the way up from Ozaukee County to the eastern shore of Lake Winnebago.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, real compact communities of interest map that we had previously when you included both Cedarburg and Calumet County on the same map. And that was the Dewey Strobel district. And it was drawn in a way that he did not face any opponents for his last two election cycles there in 2016 and 2020, when Strobel was reelected running unopposed in this super gerrymandered district. Well, now this new District 8 pulls Strobel's home in Saukville and with many of his Ozaukee County contemporaries. So this now includes Cedarburg and Port Washington and Mequon and a number of other communities in kind of Milwaukee's northern suburbs.
Yeah.
And so Knodel, being based in Germantown, was drawn into this, is still part of this district as well. So it sounds like Knodel and Strobel talked. Strobel's going to be the one running for this district. That's going to be pretty interesting. And it sounds like most recent reports have indicated, I think there was a Wispolitik story earlier this week that said Knodel might run for assembly in a district currently represented by Janelle Branchen, who is under potentially investigation for a whole bunch of different things. Recommended felony charges against Trump fundraising committee and Rep. Janelle Branchon from a fundraising scheme that was reported on, I believe, last week. So that's where Knodel's headed. But I think I wrote a story about this last week at the Recombobulation Area, a potential Democratic candidate in this district. Jody Habersh-Sinikin ran in this race a year ago. She came much closer to flipping the district than I think a lot of people expected. It was less than 2% margin that she reached, almost beating Dan Knodel, now in lines that might be slightly more favorable to Democrats. She told me she is seriously considering running again in this seat. So I think if we look ahead at the state Senate map, this District 8 projects to be one of the most closely competitive in the state for the state Senate. And I think this, you know, if it is Dewey Strobel against Jody Habersh-Sinikin, that is going to be a pretty interesting race, I think.
I agree with you, because as you said, it's not like she got wiped off the map against Dan Knodel. It was a pretty fair contest. I mean, at least she had a decent showing. She had a decent showing. So it will be interesting to see. And I think as well, that has to be their biggest concern as far as Republicans go, are these crazy suburban women, Dan. They're not doing what they're supposed to do anymore. And it's very upsetting. Maybe they should just stop voting.
Well, I think you look at some of the trends and changes in this area. It is very much driven by women. You know, in 2020, Deb Andraca flipped the assembly seat representing part of this district. She's from Whitefish Bay. This was a former, you know, Whitefish Bay was used to be a pretty close to 50-50 type of place when it was, you know, the early 2010s and Scott Walker and Mitt Romney, and it was a little bit more split. Now, you know, as Republicans have gone all MAGA, this is definitely a part of the state that has become much more Democratic. Double digit shifts. I think Whitefish Bay is now voting basically, I think it went like 75% for Evers in the last election or something like that.
Crazy.
And so huge shifts in a lot of these communities that Dewey Strobel has never had to campaign in, because his district, again, has stretched so far to the north. You know, it's going to be new territory for him to be knocking doors in Whitefish Bay and Mequon and a lot of these communities that have seen really significant shifts since the last time he faced a competitive election cycle. So this is going to be a very new landscape for Mr. Strobel.
Oh, Dewey's going to have so much fun meeting all these new people that he's never had the chance to meet before. I'm sure he's really going to embrace that, Dan.
And they're going to say, who are you?
You represent me where?
Yeah, what? I just can't get over, it just sounds so goofy. Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel. This is some funny names to say together to me. It's like, welcome to the law firms of Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel. We won't get much done.
Representing the north suburbs of Milwaukee since 2010. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. There are a number of races. I've been looking through a number of projections. I'll have a story up about that later today at the Recombobulation Area. So subscribe and check that one out. There's going to be a whole new landscape for us to understand.
Dan Schaefer joins us every Friday at 10:30, the Recombobulation Area. As he said, you should subscribe. It's wonderful. Have a great week, Dan. We will see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Stay close. News coming up next when we return. Brendan Conway from We Energies. And a let's not do this. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.